With me in the studio is Gwizzle.
Well, hello.
Thanks for coming in, Gwizzle.
Oh, no trouble. The UFO is parked out on Central Parkway.
And her uncle, who is Terrence Burke, they're from Wump Mucket Puppets. Welcome.
Well, hello. Thank you for having us.
Tell us about Gwizzle. She's new to Earth, isn't she?
She is. She joined the cast in June, and the whole idea came about with the suggestion from my daughter Eleanor, as well as the young ladies in our audience. They made the very astute observation that there were no girls in the show. And so my wife Laura and I collaborated, and I came up with the idea to have a young alien girl in the show.
That's me.
And she has become a breakout star since June. We have young ladies lining up after the show to give her a hug, have their photograph taken with her, and they enjoy her performance as well.
That's because I'm a very good singer.
Well, she's just so precious. And folks can find a photo of her and her uncle, Terrence, on our website at WVXU.org. So tell us what the summer like.
Busy. I'm happy to say that Wump Mucket Puppets are on the road a lot. We covered all around Ohio, into Indiana, down into Kentucky, into the Central Time Zone, and we made our first East Coast tour back in August, which was fantastic, performing in New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, in Boston, and around the Merrimack Valley, where I grew up in Massachusetts.
Did you hook up with any other puppeteers up there?
I did not. It was 2 weeks packed in with a family vacation. So when I wasn't performing, I was visiting with friends and family. It was originally supposed to coincide with the National Puppetry Festival that was in Connecticut. But then the bookings started coming in. And as a private puppeteer, you take the bookings.
Are there any differences with the kids who are in the audience here and up there?
No, the children were great. Playing in the big city in Boston was just as well as playing in rural Vermont. And I'm happy to say that kids are kids everywhere.
And what kind of activities are going on this fall?
Well, we are performing at Fall Feast coming up Thanksgiving Day. We're donating 3 performances in the Health Services Room at the Duke Energy Center event. And very pleased to bring our show to those who may not have the opportunity to see us at regular venues. And we're working on productions for the future, which I'm very excited about. Can't let it slip, but just we'll give you a little tease. We might be going a little bit west.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Uh-huh.
Gwizzle, has she already got her suitcase packed?
Well, I'm trying to learn to ride a horse. It'll be hard since I'm a puppet.
Okay, so you also have a documentary that's being made.
Indeed. This was a very pleasing surprise that popped up back in mid-September, so early September. Sean Magnan of Wright State University, he is a film student there, he's a junior, contacted me and told me that he was looking to interview a creative person, which I guess I qualify. And we chatted, talked on the phone, and traded email a bit. And then cameras started rolling beginning of or end of September. He interviewed me for a good 2.5, almost 3 hours at home, and then followed my family and I around to shoot some B-roll footage, and then has been following me to performances and shows and getting audience interactions, shooting from the audience, and getting permission from the clients where we're booked to shoot there. And he is going to premiere that, I believe, at the university in mid to late December or so. And I'm sure I'll get to know when it happens and share that on our website to have a local premiere. So I'm very excited about this. It's nice to be recognized.
So you've got a lot of activities going. Also, in 2016, you have a lot of private functions that people can go to your website and...
We do, yes. As well as, we're booking into the summer and into fall next year as well. So, things are really rolling.
So what does a presentation entail when you go into somebody's home or into a library?
I like to start the show off with a bit of a warm-up. I like to tell children how you use your entire body to tell a story, especially with puppetry, and that you're using not only your hands, but your arms, your voice, as well as your imagination, which is key to it all, and just give them a little teaser on how that works. Then I roll into the show, where it might be a theme show talking about library programming, or it may be holiday-themed. For example, we're coming up with our Frozen Follies shows that we'll be rolling out into the winter. And then we wrap it up with a meet and greet.
And that's where they get to meet me and my friends in the cast.
And who are some of her other friends?
Well, we have a whole collection of strange creatures, including Cyril the Sea Serpent, Coleman the Sasquatch, and her uncle, Squazzle, who's also a gook. We're from outer space. We get here by UFO, and I gotta check the meter down there on Central Parkway.
All righty. Well, thanks for coming in tonight, Terrence.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking with Terrence Burke, who is the creative force behind Wump Muppet Puppets. You'll find a link at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
I like turtles, quiet like stone. I like turtles, don't talk on a phone. I like turtles, they don't whine or moan. All they want is for us to leave them alone. I like turtles, sure are swell. I like turtles, they got a pretty shell. I like turtles, got a funny little smell. They can come to your door, but they can't ring the bell. Turtle don't need Cadillac. They got everything you need right on their back. Turtle not mean, turtle not scary. Turtle just eat those fruits and berries. I like turtles. I like turtles. Sit real low. I like turtles as they walk real slow. I like turtles. Just thought you ought to know. Next time you see a turtle, you should say hello. Yeah, I like turtles a lot.